here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of two men born on the same day in 1809, Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Little is known about his early life. He never wrote any memoirs. We know that he was born in a log cabin. He had only about a year of traditional schooling. His mother died when he was 9 years old. He spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But when he was in his early 20s, he showed up in New Salem, Illinois, having decided to remake himself as a professional man and to study law. Charles Darwin, born Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England, 1809, on this day, took his famous voyage to South America when he was only 22, bringing with him a book called Principles of Geology by Charles Lyell, which suggested that the Earth was millions of years old. Studied the animals on the Galapagos Islands, and it took Darwin a long time to publish his findings about evolution because he was afraid of being attacked as an atheist. The book finally came out in 1859. It's the birthday of the poet and editor Deborah Garrison, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1965, graduated from Brown, married her high school sweetheart, joined the staff of The New Yorker. Her first poetry collection, A Working Girl Can't Win, published in 1998, sold over 30,000 copies, a lot for a book of poetry. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of more than two dozen books for young people. Started writing seriously when she was 27. She had two preschool children. Stories were rejected for the first 2 years. And then in 1970, she had a big breakthrough with a novel for young adults, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the story of an 11-year-old girl trying to make sense of religion and boys and menstruation, a book that was banned in many schools and libraries. Judy Blume lives in Key West, writes at a desk facing a garden, then in the summer in a small cabin on Martha's Vineyard. Always begins a story, she says, on the day something different happens. Says that her characters are in her head for a long time before she starts writing, and she feels like they're so real, she often talks about them at the dinner table. Here's a poem by Deborah Garrison on her birthday, a poem entitled She Thinks of Him on Her Birthday. It's still winter, and still I don't know you anymore, and you don't know me. But this morning I stand in the kitchen with the illusion peeling a clementine. Each piece snaps like the nickname for a girl, the tinny bite it was to be one once. Again, I count your daughters and find myself in the middle, the waist of the hourglass, endlessly passed through and passed through, but holding nothing, dismayed by the grubby February sun I was born under and the cheap pleasure it gives the window. Yet I raise the shade for it and try not to feel it is wrong to want spring, to be a season further from you. Not wrong to wish for a hard rain, a hard wind, like one we sat out in together or came in from together. She Thinks of Him on Her Birthday by Deborah Garrison from A Working Girl Can't Win and Other Poems, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found and by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX. How Tomorrow Moves. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.